We go now to Japan, where a would-be political revolution seems to be running out of steam. Voters delivered a clear mandate for change last year, electing an opposition party for only the second time in half a century. But the approval ratings for the new prime minister have dropped. There are scandals and concerns about Japan's economic malaise. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo.
Lawmakers jeered Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama as he criticized Japan's political culture in his first speech to the current session of parliament last week. Quoting Mahatma Gandhi, he warned of politics without principles and wealth without work. Some listeners found the reference to wealth without work ironic. Later in the speech, Hatoyama apologized for a scandal concerning his mother, who's given him nearly $14 million since 2002. Also in his speech, Hatoyama pledged to follow through with one of his biggest reforms, stopping party members and ministry bureaucrats from larding budgets with pork barrel construction projects. To do this, Hatoyama created a national policy unit, which reports directly to him. He's put Motohisa Furukawa, a rising star of the Democratic Party of Japan, in charge of it. In his office, Furukawa describes the problems under the Liberal Democratic Party.
Unelected bureaucrats were making the substantial decisions. I think this is what led to people's frustration and distrust in government. Elected officials should make the key political decisions, and bureaucrats should follow them. This is a first step to recovering people's trust in government.
As a result, this year's budget has far fewer roads, bridges, and dams than previous ones. Furukawa says that this better reflects the DPJ's priorities.
In this year's budget, we were able to cut spending on public infrastructure projects by 20%, while increasing social welfare spending by 10%. This is what we mean by our slogan, spending less on concrete and more on human beings.
To prepare for this year's budget, DPJ politicians questioned government-funded groups about how they use taxpayers' money. At one hearing in November, DPJ lawmaker Renho, who goes by only one name, aggressively questioned the elderly director of a women's center. The director responded indignantly, but it came out that her center was running at less than half of its capacity, so the government decided to cut the center's funding. Despite some progress with his reforms, Prime Minister Hatoyama's support has dropped from around 70% after the election last August to well below 50% in recent polls. Masatoshi Honda is an expert on politics at the National Graduate Institute for Policy Studies in Tokyo. He says that Prime Minister Hatoyama's efforts to strengthen his hand, such as creating the National Policy Unit, have won him little popularity.
He had to make those organs work in the honeymoon period, but it's already over. And the public is now expecting not the new process, not the new system, but the result itself.
The DPJ's electoral victory last year appears to have put an end to one-party rule in Japan. But Honda says it could take some time for a true two-party system to emerge.
Before we move to the real two-party system, we have to have a reshuffle. And before that, probably we need to have some kind of grand realignment between DPJ and LDP.
The DPJ is an unlikely amalgam of conservatives and liberals. Honda says that the LDP and DPJ will probably need to splinter into new parties with clearer policy differences if voters are to have any meaningful choice about who governs Japan. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.